Hi everyone. So today we have Crystal with us all the way from Arizona. And it's Butterfly Kiss Supply and Training, correct?
Correct.
Ah, so exciting. So you just opened up your physical location. How has that been? Tell me about that.
So we have actually just been open for a month. So we grand opened on June 4th. So we're still super new. But so far so good. I mean, I think we're gonna probably hit some points of trials and tribulations that we've all kind of dealt with when we're like opening a place. But so far so good. We got the keys mid-May. We turned the place around in 3 weeks and we opened. So far so good. I think it's two things. It's summer here, so it's super hot, so that was fun.
I was going to ask you about that because it's hot here, so I'm sure in Arizona it's even more hot.
Yeah, we're probably gonna get 110 and above like
Oh,
the
wow.
rest of the week. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, so far so good. We sold out of our very first event that we had in June. And then we have our next event this next weekend, and we've sold out
Okay.
of that as well. So here in Arizona, there was definitely a need for a lash supply store. And
Okay.
so we brought it. So we've been super excited.
Okay, that's exciting. Can you tell me more about that? Because you do, it's a location for you to have your supplies and to have your trainings, right?
Correct. So we rent about 1200 square feet. We've dedicated about 300 to 400 square feet of that straight to retail. So we have our clothing company, as well as our product line, our full product line, within that first section of our store, right when you walk in. And then we built some faux walls because, as you know, construction is very expensive.
Right.
So we built some faux walls, and then the back half of our store, about I would say about 700 to 800 square feet, is all training academy. So it's pretty much like just an open concept where we're able to fit quite a bit, a number of people in our training facility. And we are not limiting it to just lash. We've called it Beauty Mob University to kind of spin off of our clothing line. So it's anything under the umbrella of beauty, whether it be lashes or brows or permanent makeup or whatever it may be. So we have this facility that we're able to host, other trainers, as well as our own curriculum and our own trainings. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's awesome that you're allowing it the space for other trainers too.
Yeah. So, here in Arizona, there isn't a whole lot of space to have these trainings, especially if you need to bring like beds and lights and all of those things. So if you're renting like a hotel, for example, there's a lot more that you have to bring to make that come to
Right.
life. So we're really trying to collaborate with others and change the whole stigma of, competition, and just say, hey, if you need a facility to hold your trainings, like we would be happy to host you. So then that way people know that there's other, there's that collaboration piece with our brand as well as with others.
I think that's awesome, and I think that's something different that we don't really hear about very often.
Yeah, when we tell people, they are actually shocked. And when we host like our events and stuff, we actually invite other brands to our events to come and set up a table and sell and display their product. Because
Love
at
that.
the end of the day, I know for Butterfly Kiss and all of my brands that fall under my umbrella, I know what I'm good at, and I may not be for everybody, and that's okay with me.
Right.
But I want to be able to give my customers who have stayed true to me and who have put me in the position that we're at as a brand to have the opportunity to support other small businesses that are in our community that they may have never heard of. And so whether it be a training or whether it be a product line or, whatever it may be, I want people to see like collaboration is possible,
Yeah.
and it's super encouraged. Like,
Right. And I think that's one thing that has drawn me towards you when I met you at LashCon and then just our relationship since then, because I'm the same way. And sadly, I feel like we don't have a lot of that in our industry. And I mean, I think we're seeing more of it as the years go on and stuff, but I think that we definitely need more of that because there's no need to be competitive, right? Because yeah, I mean, some people may not like, what we offer, but that's okay.
Right. And I think, for so long, there's just been so many big, heavy hitting lash brands out there that now there's so much new, and it's okay to try something new. It's okay to go away from the trend. It's okay to use what works for you. I think that's like one of my big things is just helping artists use what works for them best, whatever it may be, whether it's my product or somebody else's product, but just being able to like have an open mind and know that, yeah, you know, there's a lot of different brands and stuff out there. It's okay to try. So that's why we really try to bring that to our spot, just to let other people know, like, it's totally okay to try something new. And I think that's been always like something that's been really hard for people is going away from like those tried and true brands or those tried and true trainings or, you know, whatever it may be, and opening up their minds a little bit and knowing that there's so much out there.
Yeah, and that brings me too, because I was going to ask you too, if there was one thing you could change about our industry, what would it be? And for me, it would be this right here, like making more brands more inclusive and wanting to work together. Would you say that as well? Is there anything else you would like to add on that?
I think totally. I think that's really hitting the nail on the head in the sense of like, I remember when I was first starting, like I would message people and no one would get back to me. Or it was always, hey, you could take my mentorship program or you can take my training. And I'm like, I just have a question, you know? So I think, you know, more collaboration is key. And to get like the word competition out. I mean, you know, we hear competition, we hear saturated market, we hear all these things. And I think we are so far from that still of like a saturated market in the sense of like, I kind of compare it to this. I think there's a barbershop or a nail shop in almost every plaza or every, you know, shopping center, but there's not a lash studio or a lash brand or a lash, you know, whatever in every shopping center. So I kind of see it as that way that like we still have so much room to collaborate and to help each other and like become a community. And that's for sure. I think just changing, you know, competition and turning it into another C word like collaboration or community.
100% agree. I love that. So, what would you say? You have your shop open now. It's been open for about a month. What has been one of the hardest things? Did you guys do your construction yourself?
So we did. So we so I think one of the hardest things on opening a space is this was something very new to us. So, you know, we were reading through our contract and we had actually gone into negotiations with several shopping centers before we ended up getting this one. I think one of the hardest things is really feeling confident with like all of this legal jargon and trying to figure out like, is this a good fit for us? Like, it's a big risk, right? And so I would say just the going through the negotiation process was probably one of the most difficult because it's scary. And I think it's okay to feel scared and nervous and all those things, but to then add that on top of it just really made me so uneasy because this was such a big like new adventure for us. But we negotiated within our contract that we didn't want any improvements because we knew we wanted to do a lot of stuff ourselves. But we negotiated other things. So we did everything ourselves, from paint to flooring. We ended up building faux walls instead of getting a contractor in to build like walls that came out of the, you know, the existing walls. And we just really try to save money wherever we could because we knew every penny that we saved would then go towards, you know, extras or like even when our rent started. So, number one being trying to get the keys and get open as soon as possible because you're not making money if you're not open, right? And number two, just getting everything done and complete as quickly as we could and as efficiently and cost effectively. So I would say like those three. The negotiations, the improvements, and just getting open and taking that step was probably like top three.
Yeah, and improvements are expensive. And I think not everyone realizes that. And because I'm in an older shopping center and we've had to do so much work. And luckily, my husband's a contractor. So he's able to, you don't have to pay for labor, but just the price of material, like I've seen like some of our receipts and I want to pass out. And
Oh,
he
yeah.
told me before jobs he's done up here, he's like, if I was doing this for a client, you know, this would be a $10,000 job. And I'm like,
Easy.
oh my
Easy.
gosh. Yeah.
Well, and I think the other thing is too, like we were a number of shopping centers we went to look at, we one of the main questions we asked was, why haven't you guys rented this space out? Like, that was a big question that my husband Carlos had. Like, why is this place still available? Like, it's in a great shopping center. And I would say 9 times out of 10, they would say it was because the future tenants didn't realize how expensive the construction portion and how long the construction portion was going to take. So I think that's like a huge like thing to keep into consideration, like when you're negotiating a contract, is like, hey, I can't have my rent start until I'm done with all of my improvements because I can't open. And I think COVID really changed a lot of things when it came to like construction and labor. One, you can't find anybody who wants the job. And two, the amount of time and the cost of materials now. I mean, just think of lumber, how expensive lumber is now. So
Yes, it's gone
it
crazy.
all kind of just piles up. And then, like you said, you get the receipts and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to go sell a lot more lash trays.
And I think that brings us into, because one of my questions was like, what do you feel like a misconception is of like business owners? And I think that's definitely one, is people thinking that, they see like the revenue price, but it's like you're not pocketing all of that money. You have all these expenses.
Yeah, I think there's just like so much out there, and I think social media has played such a huge way of people of how people think of things or think of the way things should be or they are based on just like what they see on social media. And I was just telling one of the trainers that we're going to have here within our studio a couple weeks ago, like, to this point, I've hardly even taken a salary out for myself. Like, we were able to build this based on, our success of our product line and our clothing line and all of those things, but we really reinvested everything back into our business to make it what it is now. And we were financially in a place to where we could build this on our own without taking out anything. And so
That's awesome.
it's really one of those things that like you can't always believe what you see. And it's hard to explain it until you're in it.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. No one
And
will
so I,
ever understand until they're in your shoes.
right. And I think, and at that point, sometimes it might be too late for people because they're not understanding. And so we have like coached and mentored so many young artists that, they've started because they've been kind of sold a dream, right? And they go out on their own and they're like, I can't make it. I didn't realize how much, I just thought of, okay, if I take this many people per day and make this amount of money, like, oh yeah, I'm going to make all this money. But they're not realizing, like, sometimes it's okay to work for somebody at first. Sometimes it's okay to, say, hey, I need help, or let me invest in myself and like take a business course. And so that's one thing that, Carlos and myself really want to focus on within our academy is like a build your brand, training in the sense of like building your business. Like you are your brand, you are your business, and giving you all those tools that you need to understand like how can I make it? How can I be profitable? And then the next step would be to grow your business and then how to scale. You know what I mean? And I think that's missing in a lot of curriculum. I think it's missing in a lot of schools. I think it's missing in a lot of courses that these young entrepreneurs are taking. And unfortunately, they're learning the hard way. And it's putting them out. And so I think it's really, really hard to teach people what they don't know. So that's why we really want to like try to step in and help the community and say, you know what, like you are your brand. You need to love it. You need to be it. You need to understand it. And you need to know like what to do next to, put yourself in a situation or in a better situation to be then successful and grow. I think ultimately that's the biggest thing, right? You got to start somewhere and then you need to grow. And so, yeah.
I love that, and I think that's a good approach, and I love the and I try to do that as well, as like let people know it's okay to work for someone else. It's okay to be a employee, a W-2. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I've always wondered if that's like been my state, because in Oklahoma, like when I was in cosmetology school, like that was pushed down our throats, was booth rent. Like, you left school and you immediately went booth rent, and it's not for everyone, and it's hard.
Yeah, and I think everybody wants to be a boss, right? I think that's the biggest thing, right? Being a boss, but you could be a boss in so many ways. Like I remember someone telling me, like, what does like wealth look for, like for you? And I'm like, I think it looks different for everybody, right? And so like, you don't need to make a whole lot of money to live like a beautiful life. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, money's nice, right? It's what makes the world go round. But ultimately, like, you could be a boss, but you could still work for somebody. You could be a boss and still own your brand, own your business, own your talent, own your, you know, your artistry, and you know, grow. And but you got to start somewhere that's feasible, and then make short term and long term goals to like take you to the next level. You know, like all of these like success overnight stories, like we hear about them all the time, but how realistic are they? You know, and so it's really, really hard because like we try to tell people like, we're not going to sell you a dream. We're not going to give you this rags to riches story because like that is somebody's, you know, story and we hear it and we know and we love them. But I think you have to hustle too and you got to work hard and
And
all
not
of that.
everyone's willing to put in that amount of work.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how, now tell me, how long have you had your product line and your training line? Can you tell me a little bit more of like your backstory?
Of course. So I actually have a little bit like back about me. I actually have a master's in education. So I was actually an
Oh,
educator for many years. Yeah. And then we had our first daughter and my husband then got relocated for work.
okay.
And amongst all of that, I had started lashing and it was like my outlet to my crazy full-time job. So as an educator, I was a counselor and so I held a lot of heavy. So I needed an outlet for me.
Yeah, I can.
And so lashing had really taken on that part in my life to where it allowed me to one, use my artistry and my being creative. But it also got me to get away and to not necessarily hear all the heavy all the time, right? So then when we had our first daughter, we ended up having to relocate from my husband's job to Washington. And at that point, we were by ourselves. We had at that point as well a second baby. So we had two under two. We have Irish twins. I then took that time to say, you know what? I think above is telling me I need to stay home with my little ones. And so I took a break from my career and I stayed home with my little ones. And at that point, COVID had happened like 3, 4 months later. And my husband started working from home and I started going crazy.
I could see it.
The dynamic of all of us being home 24/7 was just too much. And so in Washington, we were in a really locked down state situation where you could really only go out for like work, groceries, like real like necessities. Because we were in like a really high COVID area at that time. And so that's when I was like, you know what? I want to do something with lashing, but I can't serve clients because we're in a pandemic. And my husband has a lot of experience in international business overseas. So he was like, okay, here's the tools that you need. These are contacts that I have, completely different from what the lash industry is, but see if they get you somewhere, you know? And so I just started doing research. And he would tell me, like, these are like the acronyms and these are the things that you're going to want to ask. And so I just kind of went wild. And, it was a perfect time for me to start my business because it was in the middle of pandemic. So manufacturers weren't really selling a whole lot of product. So they're really willing to give me a lot of time, if that makes sense. And so it actually made the sampling process for me pretty easy because they were just sending an abundance of stuff. Whereas it's so different now. And so that's kind of where we started. I use like my husband's business experience overseas and the few contacts that he had, and I just started reaching out to people.
That is so.
And then we started one at with one product. The first product we started with were strip lashes because no one was getting their lashes done. And we started with just regular lash trays. And then once I kind of got that up and running and I got that perfected, then I moved on to tweezers, and then liquid. So I slowly started to build as we went on. So now we've got a full product line. We've been open for 3 years. We've got a store. So it's just really been like we turned lemons into lemonade during the pandemic. And then we created multiple streams of income with the clothing line. And now we have a sister brand to our lash extensions that we've taken to retail, like on Amazon and to other retail stores. We just started permanent jewelry. So we've really kind of taken this, bunch of lemons and made lemonade and really have funded each project with the last project. So it's been really, really good.
I think that's really cool, and I think that's cool, like your husband's part in it too. I think that's really neat.
And does he know anything about lashes? Absolutely.
Right.
But
Right.
he knows business. And so it's so funny.
Right.
I always tell people he's going to be your bubble burster because he's so real and so raw. Like one day I had a great day and I was like, yeah, I made all these sales. And he was like, but were you profitable? I was
Oh,
like,
that's
that's not
my
fair.
husband. That is my
That's not fair.
maybe that's a man thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I was. He was like, by how much? I'm like, I don't know, but
Yeah, that's my husband to a T.
it's not fair.
Yeah. Well,
And
that's
so,
awesome.
but
I
it's
never
good to
knew
have that realist
that
to
about you.
bring us down.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think that's so cool. And I've always like wondered kind of like your start in the industry. So thank you for sharing, because I think that's
Yeah.
inspiring. And I like how you're doing it with, you have your location and it's for training and you're allowing other trainers to come in. Now, I do have a question. Do you ever, and why or why not, but would you ever want to get employees in there?
I do. So, when we were talking about like those short-term and long-term goals, I mean, I even do those for myself, and I try to celebrate my small wins just as much as my big wins. And so we are really looking to expand now that we have the first location, and we've been just open for a month, and I have several walk-ins a day. And I'm only open like 16, 20 hours a week, and
Yeah.
people are making it work for them. And so they're coming in when I'm open and I'm having all these walk-ins. It's been so good. So we're looking at our next step. We want to find, because right now we have everything in one roof. We want to find a distribution center and a home office where then we can move our training academy to that home office space and all of our shipping and receiving. And then this location here, we want to turn into a lash lounge where we're going to have, we're thinking we could probably build out a couple suites to do like booth rent, but I would love to have employees because I really want to, have them come in and learn business,
Right.
learn, be able to see kind of like what everything, like the overhead and everything like costs in a sense, like how much it takes. Like you need insurance, you need this, you need that, and allow them to be under our wing, allow them to take clients, build a clientele, build a portfolio, and then move on to something like booth rent. So
Right.
we really want to like kind of have like that business mentorship within our employees. So we're looking at in the next 3 years to expand. We are probably looking here in Arizona, probably 4 to 5 locations.
Nice.
And then we want to hit other markets just because we know there's such a need. And we've had such a positive, I mean, I have girls traveling 2 to 3 hours away to come to our store, come to our events, come shopping. And so it's just been such a blessing, and just the outpour of love within the community has just been amazing.
I love that for you, and I think that you have a super bright future, and I'm super excited to
Thank you.
watch everything that you do. And I think it is cool offering the both, because that's what I do. And at first, I
Yeah.
used to not. And I think it's just personal preference, of what you as an owner want to do. But I like being able to offer the both, because there are some girls that are amazing at booth rent, and that is their goal. They just need some help to get there.
Get there. And I think that's the thing. It's okay to hold someone's hand for a little bit and say, hey, you know what? Let's sit down. Like, let's look at your numbers. Let's see how much, you've brought in, and let's see what your clientele is. Let's see how many people are rebooking. Okay, now this is kind of the same thing that you need for the next step for you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see you be a booth renter. If it's not with me and
Right.
it's with somebody else, I'm okay with that. But at least I know I gave you a strong foundation to
Right.
say, you know what? I'm going to make it. And
Right.
I think a lot of that's missing.
Right. And I think because of that, though, they'll choose to stay with you compared to go elsewhere.
That would be, ultimately that would be the hope, right? Like retention, to keep those employees would be, awesome. But I think at the same time, like being able to like see someone fly too, I think that's a success story on our back that we're patting ourselves on
Yeah.
the back too. Say, like, we help that, and I think just being a helper, like in general, with like my past career, that's what I want to see. I want to see people learn. I want to see people grow. I want to see people move on and be successful. Like, you know, and so
I
I
love
think it's just,
that.
it's a great industry. It's a great bunch of girls, a great bunch of girls, men. I mean, it's just been so amazing to see kind of like everybody and like them grow and then just watch us grow. It's just been crazy to see our growth.
I know, and I think that's why I connect with you, because I feel like we're similar on a lot of pages, and like you're such a good person, and I love that, and I'm glad that we've been able to connect and to meet.
Yes.
And I am just so excited for you and everything that you're doing, and I'm so proud of you, and you're doing amazing. Like it's just exciting. It's exciting. I know you're
Yeah.
super excited because it's yours.
I'm excited, but you know, it's good to hear it from somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I just know like what I'm doing is for the good and right. And so it's good to hear it from somebody else to say, like, hey, you know what, I see you and I see you're
Doing
like
a good
working your
job.
butt off. Because we look at it so different. We wear so many hats, right? Like, I have 3 kids under 5. I've got a husband, which is kind of like another kid, right? And a business. And I was telling like Carlos last night, like, I'm drowning in certain areas. Like laundry, it's just kind of gone to the side right now. But I'm doing really good in other areas. So to hear people say like, you're doing a good job and I'm proud of you, like, it just makes all the, just makes it all up for everything, you know?
Well, I definitely want to do a part two with you.
I think it's needed because I have a lot of questions for you,
I
my
still have
friend.
so many questions. Like, I have a list on here. I have so many. So, but we're
It
about to
doesn't help that I like to talk.
Yeah,
So,
I
I
do
mean, can you
too.
tell I talk to toddlers all day? So,
I
I get like a
like to
human inter like an adult interaction. I'm like, yes, you're not
talk
leaving me.
to you. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. And yes, again, I'm so proud of you. You're doing great. And I love the connection we've been able to form, and just us
Agreed.
messaging over the things we've messaged, you know. It's nice having like that connection and someone that you can go to, 'cause like we were saying earlier, you don't always have that in the industry. So,
Nope.
I really do appreciate it.
And thank you for allowing us into your story and your life. And you know, you've shared some stuff this last year that's been like really deep. And to, you know, go out there and be brave and to share those things, like, you just have no idea how much you help others, whether or not they tell you or not. So like, just to be able to be raw and like, I mean, in addition, like, I asked you for like to help me with a spreadsheet for like expenses and like just to be able to like have that friend, you know, to say like, hey, I need this. Like, it's just been so appreciated. And like, you've just been so awesome and you make such a difference in the community. So thank you.
Well, thank
And you
you
know, I
too.
look.
The same to you too. And I'm so excited to watch everything that you are doing. And it's exciting for me too, just because I'm so happy for you and you deserve
You're
it.
so sweet.
So,
Oh, thank you. But
thank
I
you.
know we got to wrap up, right? Because we're
Much
going to probably
love.
be in like parts, but part two coming soon.
Yeah, part two
And
coming soon.
good luck to your event next month.
Yes. Yeah, it's the end of the month. Yeah. Thank you so
So good luck.
much. And good luck.
You're
Don't you have
welcome.
something this weekend?
We do. We have our sip and shop social this weekend. We are sold out. So we're
Nice.
super excited. But no, you know what? I think good vibes. Thank you for donating to our events. I'm happy to donate to your events.
Yes, I
And
appreciate
we're here just to make the Lash community stronger, one brand at a time, girl.
Much love. Thanks, Crystal.
Bye.